be the boss, right? I ain't never had a rapper like this, nah. Full flex mode out, mouth gun him down. I don't play around, coming from the westbound. Tied to the shit, got your chick in the whip. Chicken head, loving the stick, peel off in this bitch. 28 grams of the sticky, leave a trail, trilling the kid full clip. He's a dummy, gonna get hit. Hard headed boy, come and learn you something. In my day, you could get your ass slapped for front and shit. You might get smacked for nothing. Bad day, wrong color, the result of bucket. Pull up to your mama house in a photo, bugger, bugger head to the side, super fly, bass still bumping. Let it ride, got your moms jumping up and down, side to side, there ain't no signs of stopping. No, do the wop, let it wop, super land, don't fly, but my heart throb, baby, I'm a heart throb. Big girls, let me skinny girls, let me milfs, let me cougars, let me ooh, that's big facts. Turn this up to the max, I'm the shit, mother X lax. Twist a lime in my cognac, gold smoke, pink Cadillac. You motherfucker trying to rob me.
Peace, 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 ladies and gentlemen. I'm here. Tech the Sober Latin one-on-one with the legendary. Yes, I said legendary.
That was the word I heard use.
Joe Bags, ladies and fucking gentlemen.
Yo, what's good?
Not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. Give me a minute. Yeah. I got you, big sexy. Before I bring Joe Bags to the screen, see how I, you know, hit him with the trickery. You know, I had to hit him with the trickery. If you have not been to the website, donkeybongstv.com, DNKYBONGSTV.com. We just had a hell of a show last night. Shout out to Spit Gems. I know you've seen me flash by the flyer for Spit Gems last night. That was a fantastic show. My co-host, Mr. Broadway Joe Bags himself, is who we'll be interviewing today. Make sure you click these flyers, man. Get you on the guest list for this Donkey Bong Gemwork Radio private party. This is definitely, definitely where you want to fucking be. April 8th. Let me hit you with, you know, a few little things before we proceed with Senor Joe Bags. We have some events. April 1st. Shout out to my boy Paws One. Mystery Meat pop up. Gonna be super, super sick at the Super Latin Compound. Gemwork Radio Private Party, April 8th. It's going all the way down. Rifleman, Big Meridox, Scatterbrain, Jay Wonder, Beats Inc. is coming back for a live beat auction. Ronnie Dijon, Beatsmith Mador. It's going to be fucking dope. Shout out to my you know, resident LA DJ, DJ Early. That's my fucking boy. Also, this is April 8th as well. Joe Lewis will be performing for the Two Deaths and Eco Birthday celebration. Is going to be super, super sick. Make sure you get your ass out there. April 15th, we have the Rhyme Fest. Make sure you get out there and support. I Kill the MC will be hosting. I seen they added a shit ton of fucking people to this bill. So get out there and support, man. It's going to be hip-hop in the building, most definitely. And then May 28th, we have Cultural Therapy. Make sure you come out to Leimert Park and support, man. It's going to be super, super bang. I'll be performing alongside Planet Asia, Jules the God, Monstro, Mr. CR, Patrick Antoni, and Tay the Crown, Cornbread, Mora Q, Ero 3, you know, my peoples. And don't you ever forget that March 30th, we have the second Gemwork Radio Compton Mania experience going down in Compton. Going to be super, super dope. Be on the lookout for that flyer. That should be out this week. Okay, I'm bringing my big man to the stage. My big man. I swear to God, it gets gayer every time I bring somebody.
Pause.
It gets gayer every time I bring somebody in here, man. Shit. So, Broadway Joe Bags.
Yeah, what's good, man?
You are here in the flesh. We've done one of these, and we did it virtual.
Right. I remember that last year.
Yeah. So, we're hitting it off very, very nicely. Let me see. What up, what up, what up? Shout out to the Facebook users out there.
Yeah, what's up, Facebook? Everyone live out there tapping in with us. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all. We love y'all.
Yes, yes. So let's talk to the people, man. I'm going to pretend that I do not know you, even though, you know, you are the voice of Gemwork Radio Phoenix.
For sure.
So let's start off nice and light, man. who is Broadway Joe Bags?
Man, Broadway Joe Bags is a man of the people, for the people, by the people, man. I'm a people person. It's more than music. Everyone says it. It sounds cliche. It's more than music. It's more than co-hosting a radio show. It's more than hosting these live shows. Man, this is my way of staying connected with people, being a human being, and living out my individual experience on that funky hip-hop tip. So Joe Bags is for the people, man. Joe Bags is a person. I'm speaking to third party like I'm the Rock or something. Well, Joe Bags is. Nah, man, I'm just, I'm a human being who's been through the muck and the mire like everybody else and pulled himself out of the fucking dirt. And, I've been doing hip hop for the last 25 years, making music, was a side recording artist about two decades ago with a label called Baby Grab Records, with a group called the Society of Invisibles. We did a lot of stuff nationwide. We were known worldwide, straight from Phoenix. You know, here we are now. A lot of things have happened since then. You know what I'm saying?
I'm noticing. Let's start from the beginning, man. What was your childhood like? What was life like for a young Joe Bags?
There was two childhoods, man. That sounds weird to say. So I was born in Northern California, 707 Fairfield. My mom's side of the family's from Fairfield. Dad's side of the family's from Vacaville. They're right next to each other. Basically, the midway point between Sacramento and San Francisco. Vallejo is our neighbor. The beginning, it was tight. We grew up very family-orientated. Everything revolved around my grandparents' house. I'm named after my papa, David. Johnny Sue was my grandma. Everything in our life, my life, my brother's life, my parents' life, my cousin's life, it all revolved around my grandparents' house. There was a lot of love there. And they led by example. They were pillars of their community. So I picked up on a lot of that at a young age. Just the type of love, what love looks like, what love in motion looks like. Because love is an action. Love isn't just a word. It isn't just a noun. It's a verb, man. Love is something that is in action. I can tell you I love you, punch you in the face. Or I could do something in a loving manner that's helpful for you. So I learned that from then. Things were rough in California in the 80s, so we moved out of state and did some bouncing around. I ended up going to like 16 different elementary schools and junior highs. Didn't make a lot of friends because we were always bouncing around. So I was pretty introverted, man. I kind of stuck to myself in my imagination. Comic books, cartoons, video games, Transformers, and G.I. Joes. Like, that was kind of my life and my two younger brothers. And then, we moved back to California after a certain amount of time. And I started getting exposed to hip-hop about that time. I'd say, probably 88, 89. I started picking up on things, movies obviously had a huge influence. Television, things like The Disorderlies, House Party, my best friend who lived next door, LaVon. I think the first hip-hop tape I ever really, sat down and digested was, LL Cool J's Walk Like a Panther. That was 89. And he just kind of put me on to things. And we ended up moving from there. And every time we moved, I got closer to it. A couple more cities. And then we finally touched down in Phoenix. And a lot of cats don't know, Phoenix got love for hip-hop. It's a little different now, obviously. What I grew up on was the mainstream. So that was the culture.
Right.
It was all five elements. All of them got respect. If you knew how to do them properly and had respect for what came before you, you garnered respect. Where nowadays, it's a completely different animal. So it was a hotbed, man. I came out here, there was a lot popping. I tried every element before I got into picking up the pen and the pad, trying to be a break dancer. I was short, fat, and clumsy, didn't have skills like that. I can't DJ. My hands are too big. You know what I'm saying? I did graffiti, but I wasn't that great at it. I was all right. I had a little bit of can control, and I was good in a black book, but it just wasn't me. And then, but I was good with words. And I kind of found something there. And I started off in my bedroom listening to tapes. Usually they'd have instrumentals on the other side. Start rocking over it. Tried to emulate what I was listening to. as I was absorbing all the other elements as well, because I loved all of it. I was going to B-boy shows. I was going to graph shows, anything involving a DJ, you know, a turntablist. I was trying to soak all that up and, you know, eventually, you know, freestyling at house parties and shit like that. I bumped into somebody who was official and was like, yo, you know, you're kind of all right with it. You could be good with it if you spent some time.
That's dope.
And that was my man, Nell Brooks, Albany Park Projects. You know what I'm saying? New York, Brooklyn in the house. That was my dude right there. And I spent about a good year with him just practicing, man. Just practicing. This was like 97, 98 at the height of boom bap as a worldwide phenomenon, this hip-hop culture that we know and love. And then, you know, yeah, man, I was like 16, 17 at that time. And then, you know, we started going places. He started taking me to official studios. He introduced me to some official. I met Kool G Rap when I was like 16. He lived in Phoenix for a long time. A lot of cats don't know that. So I met Kool G Rap, you know, No Question. My boy, you know, boy, No Question, you know, Big Up Salafia, you know, Poker Face. And just other cats that were doing things and, that I'd start catching on. Then I met my brother Arlo Barone, who I'm representing with the jerk shirt. Rest in peace. And
rest in peace, Arlo.
Yeah, he was hip hop. He was a DJ. He was a producer. He had two groups he produced for. He was a promoter. He was an A&R. Like, this dude like lived it. He's from New York. He lives in Maryville in the projects. Like, this dude was hip hop, man. I stepped into his bedroom, and this dude had like autographed posters from every artist we grew up on, individual. Yo, Arlo, good looking out of them trees. The strip club was crazy. I'm going to fuck with you next time I get here. Love, Biggie. Dope. You know what I'm saying? Onyx, Redman, Naughty by Nature, Gangstar, Del the Funky Homo Sapien, Razzcat. Like, dog, all these people, they like, and it's different when you're out here. When you're not from L.A. or New York or, like, even Atlanta, you know, with the Atlanta movement, you know, you got brushing shoulders with legends every day. It's different.
Right.
So you still have that outside view.
I had this conversation with Knock. Shout out to Knock. Knock right. was mentioning this.
That's my brother right there.
Knock has put me on game.
It's a little different, man. You look, you're on the outside looking in and you're seeking validation. Because these people validate themselves by being from there. What we don't realize is you're from there too. But you're from there here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're part of the culture here. That you're the part. Pillar that's carrying on tradition here. But, you know, so it just we grew from that, man. We grew from that. We kept it moving. And thank God he had a business mind. He had a business plan. He came up with the brand that he was easily able to market. You know, he had a mouthpiece on him from hell. He could hustle with anybody and everybody. Everyone loved him. Even if you didn't like him, you still loved him.
Loved him. That's beautiful.
So, yeah, man, that was childhood right there.
That's super fucking dope, bro. Who was your favorite childhood hero?
E-40.
That was your childhood.
Still
hero?
Is. E-40. I'm from the Bay Area. I may not rap like it.
Super bang.
I may not rap like it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm from the Bay.
Shout out to E-40.
He's from one city over, and before he blew up, like before he signed with Jive Records. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When he was still doing like the Mailman, E-40 Federal, things like that, he was one city over. So the legend was already huge, and the Bay supports its own. So like,
right?
He's the neighborhood. He's not. I'm not in the same neighborhood. He's 3 neighborhoods down, but he's the neighborhood legend.
That's fucking bang. That's super bang. What was your favorite E-40 song in high school? What were you bumping?
Well, early on, it was probably Captain Save-A-Ho. Bring the Yellow Tape. You know, then you got Dusted, Disgusted, Players Ball. I mean, dude, he's got hits for days, man. I mean, honestly, dog, realistically, if I wanted to take 20 minutes, I can make a complete rational and reasonable argument for why E-40 might actually be the GOAT. Maybe not as far as being the biggest entrepreneur with $1 billion. Right. That dude's still going platinum in his 50s, and he's still the go-to
still.
For labels trying to break an artist that want to get still. Some street cred. You go to 40 Water. You know what I'm saying? So he's been a part. He's got 4 decades underneath his belt, still doing it. So,
you know, shout out to E-40.
Yeah, man, 40 Water, man. You the dude. I met him twice. Humble, cool cat, man. Humble, cool cat.
No, that's dope. I like when you can meet, you know, your heroes.
Right.
And you can like them.
Like last night, man. We had that conversation last night, man. Sometimes meeting your heroes is it lets you down because they don't fit what picture you painted of them or how they represent themselves. Or you just find out they're not superhuman. They're human and they're flawed. But then you meet some people that are like, got it all and have gratitude and have humility for it. And that, I think that humility in all walks and aspects of life, humility will get you so much farther than that fuck you pay me mindset, you know?
That part. Do you remember the point in your life when you started taking the music shit serious?
Yeah.
And what was that time like? What era was that?
Well, so I started to actually like write, probably like 97, 98. My boy Brooks was training me. At the time, my rap name, because, you know, I was trying to sound like I was from the Wu-Tang, you know, so my rap name was Devious the Unknown Assassin. Deadly ear viruses affecting all sound systems. And
all right.
I had an acronym for it. And he was like, nah, bro. He's like, you can't do that. And he broke down why and shit. You know what I'm saying? He broke down the philosophy of the nation of gods and earths behind a lot of the things they were talking about. I wasn't hip to. You know, then it's not embedded out here, and it's not embedded where I'm from in California. I'd met a lot of things. I just hadn't met once. When he broke it down, I was like, all right. Then he wanted me to be Godet. And Godet is a fine white liquor, milky substance. And the idea was I was going to rock with that for a second. But then he saw me. We went to a rave, and he saw me dancing with these girls. And I don't know how to dance, just so everyone knows. But if it'll make a girl laugh enough to come out with their phone number, or, you know what I'm saying, laugh her panties off. You know what I'm saying?
It's a real thing.
I will dance my way into that situation. And at the time, there was a radio station commercial with this guy named Joey Bag and Donuts. And that's what they started calling me. So Joe Bags, Broadway Joe Bags, comes from Joe Bag and Donuts. And, you know, obviously we cut out the donuts because it sounds sweet. It was Joey Bags because I was young. Then I got to an age, I was like, well, Joey sounds like I'm 12, so it's Joe Bags.
Sound like a baby kangaroo.
Right. Like, ah, Joey. And then when I got to a certain point where we got signed to the record label deals, when we do the Broadway in front of it, you know what I'm saying? So Broadway's it's a long street, a historical street here in Phoenix. Goes all the way from the west side, west side, Levine. Almost out to Avondale, goes all the way east into Apache Junction, almost all the way to Superstition Mountain.
God damn.
You know what I'm saying? Goes right through the south side. A lot of the hoods from the south side that were doing the most during the 90s. Oh, this is my beat right here, bro. This is my beat. I remember this.
Shout out to Love to Shine for you. Tune it back in.
What? Much love to you, sweetie. Yeah, man.
So who's been your biggest supporter, you know, in this music venture? Because as you know, probably better than most, this is a lonely game, and it's a slow roller. You know, every time you supersede a level, you start back at ground zero again and got to work your way up through every musical level.
It depends, man. You know what, dude? Like, it's come – I guess you could say my popularity – as a musician, it's coming waves. I mean, I was signed to a record label. At that point in time, we pushed over 20,000 records worldwide. Prior to that, we pushed 5,000 records out the trunk of our car. That was back in that era. So we had a lot of people supporting us, especially because the music we made fit into the mold of what was being pushed by the culture at the time. So we had a lot then. You know, we were in the underground for a long time after we got shelved by the label. And, we kept a lot of online fans. We met a lot of cats online from Europe who supported us. We sold a ton of records there. And then over time, it's just, you know, depending on how active I've been, you know. But throughout the thick and thin, my boy Arlo, rest in peace. That dude was always my biggest supporter. Everybody in TSOI, Dud One, Species Low, Sneaky P, Veteran Virus, Injured Cold, Gutter, Grim Moses, Judgment. Autumn Cats, Big Rock, they always held me down. you know, for the last 8 years, St. Louis Gabor. And for the last couple of years, it's been Tater Crown. He's helped me down quite
Super
a bit.
Bang.
Yeah, man. So, like, these are people who do music as well. You know, other than that, man, it's, bro, you got to be ready to do this because you want to do this. You know, because if you're looking for support and don't get it, that's why a lot of cats fall the fuck out with this music shit. They're looking to get popular. They're looking to get that friends. Part. They're looking to get support. When it doesn't come at the speed they think it should, that's when they decide to move on and do something else. Like, so you got to be from the heart with this. And be, hey, man, there might be a point in time where you're the only person holding you down. But keep it
moving. For a long season.
Yeah, for seasons, bro. Long, long, long seasons.
That's the way it fucking goes. We're going to get into some music, man. I'm going to play, you know, the latest video, The Greatness, with you and Tay the Crown.
Oh, there you go. C1 produced.
Shout out to C1.
Vel on the hook, harmonizer. What up, Vel?
What up, Vel? Toast. TTG in the fucking building, like always. So we're going to play this joint, man. It's called The Greatness. It's doing some serious, serious fucking numbers, man.
Yeah, it's doing all right.
How did you guys, you know, come up with the concept for this video?
Well,
because it's very simple, but it does it.
For the video?
For the video.
Really, man, me and Tay were going back and forth for about 2 months on what we wanted to do. We had a couple different ideas. At first, it was about unifying. I'm an older cat in the game for a minute. Tay's been around for a minute, but Tay's just now within the last year or two starting to, like, really hit his stride. TTG is becoming a thing now. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
And I remember them cats playing in the back of pizza parlors. And now they're over here headlining shows out in L.A. They're doing shows with legends, songs with legends. So we were like, you know, we were talking about unifying, you know, between race, me being white, him being half black, half Chicano. You know, we were going to do a Rainbow Coalition meets the Black Panther Party. That's a very important moment in history, but a lot of people don't know about. People seem to think the Black Panther Party was racist, but they were willing to work with the Rainbow Coalition because they had some of the same agendas and ideas in mind, which was bringing together, coming together for the poor, to feed the poor, to educate the poor, and to allow the poor to be able to protect themselves. So we were going to do that. But then things kept on changing as far as the dates. You know, our guy who shot the video, Pyro, is busy as hell. That dude's going on tours. He's going to big shows, all that. So finally, we're like, well, dude, let's just get something simple. And Tay was the one. He's like, dude, we can just do the white screen. So we were just going to do the white screen with different outfits. Pyro was the one that's like, I'm going to do the color changes. Which just brought more life, added flavor to it.
Right, right. You know,
kind of added to the vision and stuff, man. And shout out to Pyro, man. I love that dude. You know, he did what he said he was going to do. He's like, just trust me. And I was like, all right, I trust you because Tay trusts you. You know what I'm saying? He came in show and prove. So big ups to him for that.
Shout out to Pyro. We're going to get into this music video, The Greatness, Joe Bags, Tay the Crown. You tapped into Gym Work Live, Donkey Barnes TV. Let's get it.
Eastside Original, Broadway Joe Bags. We got my man C1 on the beats. Tay the Crown, what's good? Val, let's go, yo. Man, my hot Cheeto breath is not lethal unless Allah needs you dead. I'm God's peoples, got peoples to leave you red. The top gringo does not mingle, you are not Debo, so give me six. What am I, an idiot? Stop smoking the wiki sticks. Use a fucking dizzy chick, do more than make your kitty swiss. This ain't no dizzy flick, you ain't no princess with your glass liquid transmitters overload. Don't be an ass kisser, but I bust like the rains down in Africa. Examine the lavender kush, the man in the bush, taking pictures of your man with his hands in your push. With the luxury of life, I become Arlo times 10. Drinking vodka through a straw by myself at the dry van. This is how my life's been. Rub my mouth for high spins. About to roll the dice, man. You're talking with the dice, man. You couldn't be my hype man. Hit him with the mic stand. Eradicate the last fight for messing with mine. Have them looking for the accidents. Bring the pestilence. My methods divine. Won't lie, I come
on the pain. I stay hungry on the chicken bone, I still eat the vein. Never been the same, got it out the grain, got it out the mud. See, we ain't the same. Came up off the cane, sipping vintage grapes. Probably knocked your mane, how could you really hate? Niggas really fake, get your fatty straight. I'm at the Super 8, making crazy plays. Bitch, I'm in the days, fucked up off the haze. Let me count the ways, hustle many days. Struggle plenty nights, under city lights. Had to get it gone, just to get it right. Nigga, all is well, betcha I prevail. All I want is mail, never could I fail. All I know is bells, all I know is scales. All my hoes is Dutch, some is from Brazil. Nigga, shit is real, give you instant chills. Every bar I write, show you how I live. Drinking 1800, switched up to the crib, nigga.
Broadway Joe Bags.
Yeah.
Tay the Crown. The Greatness.
Yes, sir.
Super, super fucking bang. I love that fucking joint, man. Y'all really did your fucking thing on it. Shout out to everybody who's tapped in. If you want to have the best experience with the network, gemworklive.com is where you want to be. GEMLIVE.com. We're with Broadway Joe Bags, and we got Ricky Fitz, who just tapped in, man. Shout out to Ricky Fitz.
What up,
in
Ricky?
In the fucking building.
Peace.
Man, the private Facebook group, if you guys are not a part of that private Facebook group, I suggest you go jump in. We do have, Donkey Bong TV private group, and they get the exclusive streams. That's just how it is. So shout out to y'all, man, in the group, having those private conversations. We will be streaming on YouTube currently and Twitch. And the website. So vibe with us. So Joe Bags.
Yeah.
What do you feel your role is in the game in, 2023, man? Because you definitely don't sound like nobody. You have you embody everything that I know hip hop to be.
Right. But thank you.
It's original. It's you don't really sound like, your style is unique. Your voice is unique.
Right.
You don't look like nobody. You don't make the type of music that regular motherfuckers is out here making,
right,
on any level. It's not radio. It ain't too underground. It ain't hardcore boom bap. It's like it has its own pocket. And
right,
it sits, very nicely and comfortable there.
That's me, man. That I think honestly, that's what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Like, I don't fit into any... I'm not a person that likes to be put into a box. I never have. Like, I grew up moving around, being exposed to all different types of people, races, religions, cultures, languages, ethnicities. And when I say cultures, I mean not even just like, I mean like, I lived in Texas for 4 years. I lived in Colorado for 2 years. I lived in Chicago for 6 months. I grew up in Northern California, been up and down the coast. And you know as well as I know, Northern Cali and Southern Cali ain't even the same country half the time.
Not even the same
right,
country.
Right, right. Yeah. So I've been around a lot of shit, man. And even in junior high and high school, like, yeah, I was hip-hop. But, like, dog, I dap out whoever daps me out. You know what I'm saying? Got I don't it. Care if you was a cowboy. I didn't care if you was a skater. I didn't care if you were like an emo goth rock kid. Like, I look beyond that stuff. I see people for who they are, the character. And I never wanted to be placed in a box. Yeah, I make boom bap. I make semi-traditional boom bap. I try to talk about a lot of different things and I try to express myself. I think the big thing, because I quit doing music for 2 years, COVID. I didn't even write for COVID.
Damn.
No performing, no nothing. And then I spent a year working on self. I got sober. I was working on, thank you. I was working on, loss. I lost my pops. Everyone lost somebody. My dad didn't die of COVID. He died of another thing, but it was unexpected. And I lost myself along the ways. So I had to spend about a year refiguring out who I was, what I wanted to do. And I wasn't even going to do music no more. Like, word up, I was done a year ago. There was no music left in me. And Gabor was like, yo, come do this show, man. They're asking for us. My man Mike Bless from Oxnard came out, reached out to us, and was like, yo, you know, Joe Lewis, man, you guys are the cats that know in Phoenix. Like, I want you to come open up. And I sucked, bro. I said, cool, I sucked. And I did suck. I was off beat, out of breath, out of practice. But it was like riding a bike as well. I caught back on pretty quick. And there was a nice group of people there. And I just remember I loved to perform. I love the energy. I love going back and forth. I love making eye contact. I love shaking somebody's head afterwards, you know, whether they're giving me love or telling me I suck. You know, obviously you don't want to hear that. But, like, just the fact that it's a hip-hop, you're engaging the audience. The audience is engaging you back. It's the same thing like comedians. It's right. any live performance. I get to engage. I get to give this energy and possibly get it back.
Theatrics, man. It's theater.
I love it. I love I love it. And I get to just be me, man. And it's one of the few places in life. I know this sounds silly at my age, but it's one of the few places in life I just feel comfortable. I can be me and let it all hang out. So I've figured out, like, hey, man, just do this for fun. Stop trying to get on, whatever that is.
Whatever.
You know, if there's moves to make, make the moves. But, like, make music because you like to make music and because you want to participate in this culture that you fell in love with. My first love, I mean, was probably Transformers, comic books. But my first love as an adult was fucking, or a semi-adult, was hip-hop, man.
That's fucking bang. You know, I feel like as I've gotten older, you know, my music has definitely started changing itself.
Of course.
It's became more therapeutic.
100%.
Rather than, like, oh, I got to get an album pressed. Or right. I got to get one done. Or, you know, I got to drop a single. It's been a minute.
Right.
It's just been, like, you know, very organic, but very therapeutic at the same
time. 100%. And I
feel like I can breathe.
Right. And I think with me, one of the dope things that happened in my life was I met St. Louis Gabor. And, you know, a lot of cats could understand how we connected musically. We don't sound anything alike.
Exactly.
Other than the fact that we both have a commanding presence and we both have dope-ass voices, we don't rap the same. And I definitely wasn't rapping on the same tips he was rapping on. But he was a spiritual brother for me who helped me get back into the light. And through that, he brought out this more mature adult, more conscious person who wanted to do other songs besides just you know, what I've been known to do, which is usually there's some violence, but it's like comic book violence. Don't get me wrong. He said,
there's some violence.
Well, we've lived a life, so I will detail the life I've lived. But a lot of times it'd be really cartoony comic book shit. I'm gonna relate I'm gonna relate a comic book character to a Kamehameha wave from Goku to shooting a gun. And, but it's not meant to say, hey, I'm going to shoot you. It's, you know, we're detailing imagery in this battle sense. And, like, he brought in this other side that made me want to talk about maybe my spirituality or maybe how I see the world, my observations and my individual experience,
right,
and detailing it next to his. And it's brought a way different vibe out of me a lot of times. And the music that I make with him is way different than the music I make with myself. And, you know, I definitely, it is therapeutic, man. It, being able to get some shit off your chest, hoping somebody might listen and maybe even identify, or maybe it even helps.
Thank God that we're in a position to you know, have an audience.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Do thank God for that every day.
What do you feel has been your biggest obstacle as a, you know, an independent hip hop artist?
Two things. Three things: myself, money, and location. Myself, because I mean,
because you're addicted to OnlyFans.
Well, I'm addicted to OnlyFans, and I should be putting my money elsewhere. But I can't stop looking at these girls' feet. It's a weird fetish I developed. I don't know what it is. It's not even sexual. I just like looking at toes.
All I know is I can't fuck you if you got ugly feet. Immediately, right. If your feet are ugly, I can smell.
Boom, 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 boom. Hey, put your socks on, girl.
Yeah, I can smell.
Pull your drawers off.
How dare you disrespect me?
Take your drawers off. Put your socks on. No, me, because I mean, I spent years as a drug addict, so that obviously was the thing that I was investing my time, money, and effort into. Me now, because it's like trying to get back into that passionate, confident place I was at a certain point. So there was a point in time, like, you know, like 5, 6, 7, you couldn't tell me shit. And I'll come to your show and shut it down. And I'll shut you down. You know what I'm saying? Because I have a commanding presence. We can do that. there was a humbling there. And I still deal with that. Like, what am I supposed to be? Am I supposed to be this humble, sage, elderly statesman? Or am I supposed to be this, like, super on my own dick MC in hip-hop? So trying to find the balance. The money, because it takes money these days in boom bap to go get money. In location, because realistically, I feel like if I was in L.A. or New York, things would be a million times different. These are boom bap hubs. I'm going to get it where I fit in. They're going to recognize the real, just like I recognize the real. We're going to link up, and we'd be able to make some situations come up out of this.
Man, that's real shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's real shit. That's real shit. I would say, you know, I've personally have experienced some of those moments in my life where damn, how do I come off as an artist? Like, I know that I'm a punchline, witty, but I have that same commanding, aggressive presence when I get on the mic.
Right.
And I realize that I'm not doing God any justice by not being an assassin on the mic.
Right.
So now how do I control the before and after I get on the mic?
Well, I think it's a separation.
I was like, I'm going to cut your head off, but like, I want to eat with you first.
Right.
I want to pick you up and have a beer with you after. I'll whoop your ass. You know what I mean?
Right.
But like, I still got to do my job. I was saying here, this reasons these levels exist.
I hear it. So I'm a wrestling fan, as you know.
Right.
And a lot of cats who know me or know my music, because I make a lot of references, know I'm a professional wrestling fan. And I hear this, all the OGs, when they give their interviews, they talk about it, getting lost in your character.
Right.
And I think it's about not getting lost in your character. I was too. I mean, there was a point in time where I really thought I was just bulletproof, God body, super divine, wizard with words, MC.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I could just go anywhere and do whatever the fuck I want. Yeah. And I guess I could do that.
Like the 18-year-old kid. And right. Like, and now you're 40.
Right.
You're like, hold on a second. I really don't give a fuck.
and it's like, that's just not what it is, man. There was a lack of reality there because I got lost in the ego. And a lot of that, when I'm talking about that 2 years I took off, that 1 year was, yo, the death of ego. Don't get me wrong. Everyone has ego, and there is positive ego.
Of course.
But that negative ego, and I think a lot of people, even you see it all the time. Social media promotes narcissism. I mean, everything in life right now promotes this like self-love, narcissism. It's a narcissistic form of spirituality. It's the worship of self. And, you know, I try to live by no idols, man. So I don't worship myself. I don't worship you. I worship life and the presence that we stand within, that we all share ourselves within. I'm trying to leave that shit alone, man. And I wish a lot of cats could figure that out, because you see a lot of cats that can't. They get to a level and then they stop because there's a lack of humility, and people see it in them, even if they pretend. Like, we know what you're doing. I see you over here pretending to be one way, but I can see your eyes when you're talking. And I remember Beanie Siegel had a line. He said, your hands shake and your brow don't match. Meaning, like, yo, your eyes aren't saying the same thing your handshake is saying, brother. So I see you moving, man.
That's a fire-ass bar.
Beanie,
that's a fire ass bar. Hey, shout out to everybody who keeps tapping in and out, man. I appreciate y'all. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, y'all have been fucking phenomenal. If you are on Twitch or YouTube, man, share this beam out. Pass this off to your peoples while you're on. Please go on Instagram, follow Broadway Joe Bags. We will have a lot of content to chop up for you guys. You guys will definitely get to know on the platform.
Go to my Bandcamp. Add me on Spotify.
All of that.
Help me out. I need some numbers here.
All of that.
I need my 0.007 cents per stream. You can help me out right now by playing my songs three times each time and helping me gain about 25 cents today. That 25 cents goes to feeding a growing boy, and his name is Bags.
Whole fucking facts. Then the platform was designed to definitely highlight the independent artists, so that way when you guys invest into the artists, you guys already know what the refining process was like, and this is why they're on the shelf. So, Broadway Joe Bags,
yes, sir,
a fucking veteran. We're gonna get into another music video, man.
All right, what you gonna play? Which one?
Charlie Briggs.
All right, Grimosis. This is all right. Just a background. Yo, I was skinny then. One, two. I just got out of prison. And this was a coming home gift from my boy Grimosis. Big ups, Grimosis. you know, he's doing a lot of big shit right now. He did the video for me. So we shot it. He edited it. It's got a lot of people you know in it. Knox in it. Dapper Dan's in it. Yeah, Jay Nass is in it. There's a couple different peoples that are in it. So big ups. Big ups. Grim Moses.
I love it. Let's get to it. Broadway Joe Bags. Charlie Briggs. Gemwork Live. Let's get it.
What is this bullshit? I can't get any stations in.
Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. Everything I got, I had to work hard for it. All the homies in the streets, you'll be packing the beats. Don't you come around these parts, try to act like it's sweet. Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. Everything I got, I had to work hard for it. All the ladies in the cribs, we raise the kids while the man's doing the big. Yeah, we know what it is, ha. Yeah, we more than dead. Pumpkin and Sean Price back, sport again. Farewell to former friends, stuck on the corner bench. I am the storm intense, we're the performance threat. So nothing short of that will slow me down. If they don't know me now, they never will. Homies clown, cause I only bow before the holy crown. The gods blessed to be God blessed. In the contest, champions got next. The cameras one minus the complex. Put your baselines like Curry does. Those quick fast in a hurry to bury us. Catch whip blast, these fists of fury plus. It's a jury's trust, jury trust to pass the verdict. Look at Kaepernick, the pamper prick. Took his dead and caught an asterisk. What instead, now he has to sit. No matter the cost, that's my shit. Pain matters with my forte, abandoned ship. Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. Everything I got, I had to work hard for it. The homies in the street, you'll be packing them heaps. Don't you come around these parts, try to act like it's sweet. Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. Everything I got, I had to work hard for it. All the ladies in the cribs, we raise the kids while the man's doing it big. Yeah, we know what it is. I ejaculated, factor placement, stable eggs with samples taken, no cancellation needed. I grapple with the appellations just to make an example of you. Smash the battle stations, extrapolated thoughts, rattle cages. Carl Sagan speaks, baffles layments. We have related, your face fragile. How can humans embrace space travel with race shackles to this place, suffering castle? Set the punish the pious of God's son. We come up with the science of superheroes, spin a summon is psychic, like mine, someone's a psychic. Our company comes in disguises. Never see me dusting, do with the double dutch. Running the stumble bumpers, my nut the nuts. Buckle love for a couple bucks. Just cut them and shut them up. Into whatever troubles us, you can't fuck with us.
Broadway Joe fucking Bags. That was Charlie Briggs. And that was a fucking slapper. Joe Bags is outside right now. So give me 1 minute.
1 minute?
Because he's outside getting a smoke break. With that being said, I do have a promo for you. So stay fucking tuned. We have the Compton Mania March 30th event right around the corner. Check out the promo. Let's go.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your boy Anthony Desiree, and this is the Compton Mania Event Center. Ladies and gentlemen, Thursday, March 30th, Compton Mania presents Where You From 2023, Compton versus the World. In the main event, the former Compton Mania champion, now the detractor of Compton Mania, the urban juggernaut Sean Black, representing Amped Up Wrestling, teams up with Project West, representing Versus Pro Wrestling, as they team up with Vito Fratale, Inferno Abdul Kader, and Taylor Adams, the Kiwi Bomber, as Team World battles Compton Mania's very own Team Compton Mania, captained by the Compton Mania champion, the MFM, the ignorant Shiloh Greaves, Auntie Heidi Rillowolf, King Triv, and the newcomer to Compton Mania, the Samoan shooter, AJ Mana. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Team World versus Team Compton Mania. We have been told that Team World says they're looking to end Compton Mania. Ladies and gentlemen.
looking to end Compton Mania. It's going to be a whole fucking thing. I would say if you are local to Compton, bring your ass out. Hit me in the DMs and I will be able to get you guys, you know, a link so that way you can get your tickets. Broadway Joe Bags, how are you feeling, my good sir?
Hey, I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Charlie Briggs, that was a fucking slapper.
Yeah. Fremendous produced, man. It's on my first album, solo album, Savage Oppress.
Super, super bang. What is it about this hip hop thing that motivates Joe Bags's hustle?
My hustle? So when you say my hustle, you talk about like my business outside of actually creating the music?
I don't want to know about your drug dealing.
No, I don't do that.
I just want to know what motivates Joe Bags to wake up and you know, shoot another arrow in this fucking rap.
I want to be in the conversation. I don't know what the conversation is, but I want to be in it. I want to be recognized. Look, I put a lot of time into this thing, man. And when I say time, I'm not even talking about...
I seen your eyes watered up when you said that shit.
Yeah, yeah. I've been doing this shit since I was like 12,
said,
man.
I put a lot of time. I felt the fucking...
I put my life into this, man. I put this hip-hop music before even my own flesh and blood family at a certain point in time. That's the type of dedication I have for this. You know, when we was hitting tours, I signed my record label deal the same day I found out my grandmother was dying.
Wow.
That was the person I was closest to. And instead of going and seeing my grandmother before she passed away, I was going on tour trying to be this fucking rap star, trying to fill this dream that I had since I was a youngster. Now, as an elder man now, and when I say elder, I mean older than I was, the motivation is different. I just want to be in the fucking conversation. I want cats to recognize and realize I put some fucking work into this for Phoenix and for hip hop in general and for those I love. And a lot of cats don't even know. I'm going to go ahead and just Tame One said it. Rest in peace on this Artifacts album that just dropped. No expiration date. He said, all your favorite rappers, I'm always there, but I don't say shit because we don't name drop. There's a lot of shit going on right now in between L.A. and Phoenix that your boy has helped orchestrate, been a part of behind the scenes. Connections I'm making between people because I know they're beneficial for hip-hop, for the individual, and for the culture. I don't need to get that love. I don't need to come out and be like, yo. I just want to be recognized. It's like, yo, he's a real dude. He put his heart and his soul into this, and he represents the culture the way he's supposed to. That's it, man. And he can rap. And I think I've accomplished that.
I would say that you're hitting it on the head for damn sure.
But we got a lot still to come, man. It's 2023.
And you're still young.
Yeah.
You're still young. You got time.
Well, Doc, we got shit. I mean, really... Are we going to talk about it next segment, or you want to talk about it now? I mean, it's 2023. We got shit popping this year, bro.
It's gonna be a big year.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a big year.
Yeah.
Before you go into 2023, because I want the people to, you know, I want them to know why they need to buy into Joe Bags. Like, I want people to run through this interview and, you know, hit the Bandcamp and start buying catalogs.
Right.
You know that, right. That's the goal. Before we get into the new music that you got,
right?
First of all, what is your creative process like before you get into the booth? Do you have any rituals? Yeah. Do you meditate? Do you read?
No, I mean, I read, and I would advise anybody who raps to read up your vocabulary by reading how a word is used and assimilating that word into your own. You know, verbal Rolodex. No, man, it's about emotions. I'm tapped into the emotions of a beat. When that beat speaks to me emotionally, it tells me what to write. Now, there's a lot of hot beats out there. We just did a song, me and Gabor, with Patrick Antonian and Ja Blues. We played it last night, you know.
And it was a banger.
Yeah, Digital Dojo. That's not my type of beat. It's a banging ass beat, but that's not a beat I would pick. So that one, I was just like, well, let's write a cadence and try something different. But then you got certain other beats that snatch me immediately. Like this beat right here, this beat would snatch me immediately. The melody, the vocals on it, what they're saying will encourage a mind state. And I'll just start playing it in my head like it's a movie. So what is the basis of this? my time to go on. Okay, what do you mean go on? We talk about going on like dying and passing away. We talk about going on tour. We talk about going on stage. What are we talking about? You know what? Let's talk about all of the above. And I start just scripting it out. And usually I'll write a skeleton. And then I'll come back and start cutting out words here and there. You know, because it'll be what I want to say, but the delivery is not perfect to hit the cadence the way I want to. And I'll start shortening it up, and I'll revise it a couple times. And then I'll hit the booth, and sometimes it might take me 10 minutes to hit a one drop. I can hit sometimes one take. Other times, I might have to do some punch-ins or whatever I got to do. Might be in there for an hour just to get that right energy, right. That right tone.
Right.
So that it fits it right, man.
It's still art, man. I don't know any artist who doesn't try to throw any extra shading and coloring. You know what I mean? And as an artist, it's wired in our DNA that we're perfectionists.
Right.
Especially when it's a body of work that we're going to be producing, man. That's fucking super bang, bro. What would you say is the best piece of advice that you've received as an artist?
Man, I've got a lot of different pieces of advice throughout the days. I've been blessed. That's how I know God meant for me to do hip hop, man, because I've just been, since I wanted to be around it, I've been around it. And I've been blessed enough to be around people doing it at such high levels at different periods of my life and having conversations with them. I remember we did Five Cities with the Wu-Tang in 2005, 2006. We did three different Rock the Bells with them, Phoenix, San Diego. And I remember Inspector Deck. And us chilling, and he pointed at the I emblem, our brand. It was like, what's that? I was like, that's our logo. He's like, yo, that's dope. I'm like, well, we based it off you and Hyro. You know what I'm saying? We need a logo, something that everyone's going to recognize. So no matter what, they just point at it and they know it comes with it. He said that was bomb. But I think the best, be yourself, man. And not only just be yourself, hustle, grind, know your boundaries, be aggressive, what you got to be aggressive about, but like, stay true to you.
Facts.
Stay true to you. That's it. And they're either going to like you or they're not going to like you. But if you stay true to you, what we've seen in today's world, Don, you got 7 billion people, all of them clamoring for something they can relate to. Someone out there is going to relate to you.
That part.
Know your audience. That's another one. Know your audience. Who are you catering to? What do they want to hear? Is that what you want to make? Can you make it? Okay. Now make it, connect it. You know what I'm saying? That would be the other one. Know your audience.
SWOT analysis yourself.
Yes.
That's some veteran fucking info right there.
Man.
What would you say is your fondest memory in music? I know you've been able to travel, you've been able to deal with a lot of these OGs and veterans in the game. What would you say, or, you know, give me top three. You can't, there's no way you could be 25, 30 years in the game and not have top, you know, a top three memories that you are like, bro, this is when I knew I was good where I was at.
Well, not to give my top three memories. I mean, dude, we performed in front of 1,400 people in New Mexico. That was the biggest show. We did Rock the Bells, but we did side stage. So that's not main stage.
But Rock the Bells side stage, on the right stage, you're getting...
No, you're still...
You're getting the audience.
You're still... 100%. We did that. My three most prominent memories. So I'm going to go... I'm going to start... Yeah, okay, so... First, it would be when we first met Wu-Tang. I'm a break it down to the three people that I got to meet in a conversation or a situation. So we met Wu-Tang. Everybody was there but RZA and Old Dirty Bastard. Rest in peace. Everybody else was there. They got off their bus. They had this dope-ass tour bus where it was a double-sided TV. So whatever they were watching in the bus was also being shown at the window of the bus.
That's fire.
Yo, we were like, what the fuck? They pulled up. They were watching music videos. And we got to shake hands and smoke blunts with them. And I remember Deck, GZA, and Method Man have always been my... I love them all, but those have been the ones I always loved the most. So, you know, I'm talking to Deck, real humble dude. We're smoking an L. And I look over, and my man, Caleb Winter, he was one of our managers. He said he was... His whole... Nah, he's a Ghostface killer fanatic. Like, his style, how he talks. Like, you could just tell he loves Ghostface. Where him and Ghostface started rapping Apollo Kids to each other. You know what I'm saying? You know, Big Ziti, Krusty, Van Bikini. And like, following each other's words, like going back and forth, like Ray and Ghost. I remember looking over, being mad I didn't have a camera.
No shit.
Being mad I didn't have a camera. I remember some years after that, we toured with Sean Price. Rest in peace. His birthday was yesterday on St. Patty's Day. We got to tour with him. And he liked my song, Bags Thrust Through Him. And he told everybody that he wanted, he was like, yo, he told everybody in Phoenix he wanted to rock with me in front of a couple hundred people in front of the venue. Like, he straight up came up to me, gave me his number. It was like, we got to rock. I want to jump on that. Let's do a remix. I got something for you. And he basically told everybody in this crowd that I was like the hottest thing in Phoenix. As a fan, as a dude who's been listening to this cat since 95.
You ain't gonna rub one out, huh?
Bro.
Look at his face.
I had to shed thug tears. They rolled backwards behind my eyes. Because here's my favorite rapper ever.
Right.
And
right.
At the time.
And he gave you flowers.
He gave me flowers.
That's big,
in front of my peers. It validated me in front of Phoenix people being like, yeah. I never ended up happening. We conversation. We stayed connected. He ended up passing away. Rest in peace. And I would say, Sick Jacket, he comes out here often, man. He's got family that lives out here. And his cousin owns a tattoo shop in Guadalupe. Every time he comes, I go pop my head in it. We're real good friends with him. He knows my squad. He was real good friends with Gunner. He was real good friends with Injured. Mm-hmm. When he was starting his label, before he got Disciples of the Sick, and he was getting, like, we were supposed to sign to his label. It was like 2010, 2011, 2012. I was in L.A. heavy in those days. Once a month, had shows, the airliner, Out the House, who they used to be. There was something before Out the House Productions. We used to mess with them. Yo, so we were chilling, and we're just talking, and we were writing a song, and he told me a story about how he was on tour with Cypress Hill and George Clinton for P-Funk,
mm-hmm.
and how he had an hour-long conversation with George Clinton about just music, sampling, horns, and like that's the creation dope. Of beats. Because, you know, Sick Jacket makes, he produces
right,
too.
Right, right.
And he was just telling me the story and like watching the excitement in his eyes, watching him revert from right. who he was into a fan and sharing that with me, like put us on the same level for a second. I'm admiring him while he's admiring this. That was dope, man. I had a lot of fun with that. He's a real cool brother, man. That's real dope. Humble dude.
Yeah, every time I've ran into Sick Jack, and he's always been a lot of love, man.
Yeah,
he knows
man.
My pops and shit. So
of course,
you know, shout out to all the OGs out there who you know, still acknowledge the boy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Give me some love out there. So shout out to Sick Jack, man. I miss that motherfucker now. Speaking of Sick Jack, and big shout out to fucking I was gonna call him Gabriel.
You almost name dropped. Yeah, he shot some love when he heard Arlo die. He that dude had a lot of love for TSOY, man. TSOY was like we were the Goonies, bro. Straight up and down. We were rejects that found something together and built something great. And when he saw us and how we conducted it, because we was wild, he fucking showed us a lot of fucking love. And he loved Arlo. I remember Arlo almost got into a fist fight with Block McCloud from Brooklyn Academy and Army of the Pharaohs on Jacket's front yard over that's, just being drunk.
That's bang.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so he had a lot of love.
That's fucking dope, bro. So I got just before we get into some random questions, and they're not really random, but these right. are like personality type questions. I want to hit you with one more, man. And, you know, outside of the music, what other interests does Joe Bags have? What do you do? Do you like to collect rocks? Do you like to, you know, sell underwear online? What is it that, you know, what are your hobbies, man? What do you, what,
honestly, what are your interests? I like to read. I have a pretty nice sized library of books. Most of them are spiritual and self-help.
Refer your top three books that you're you know, you got your nose in right now. Or sure. Something that you read that you're like, go check this out.
Paradise Lost. Paradise Lost, The Exegesis of Philip K. Dick, and anything by Madeline P. Hall, Secret Teachings of the Ages.
Fire.
Yeah. But I also read comic books. I'm an avid comic book collector. So
man,
I read a lot of comic books.
I know I keep saying this. When my podcast, Comic Book Trap House, comes back, I'm going to arrange, you know.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm with it.
A show for you to go.
I'm with it.
Break out your comic books and vibe with the brothers.
Right.
Because these are collectors. They collect. They're
right.
They're doing ill, like. Cover combat battles,
right?
So, like, you know, they'll be like, let's find the illest skeleton magazine cover,
right.
Or, you know,
just whatever. Come up with the theme and get it
right. And man, they go in, bro.
They're
fucking in. They got a lot of independent writers as well,
right?
A lot of up and coming cats that they work with.
Right. But other than that, my son, DK, David Kingston. He's about to be 8 next month. He wants an Xbox so he can play football. He wants to play Madden.
Nice.
Hey, hanging out with my son and my career that I'm into, what I'm doing to pay my bills, is something I'm really into, which is recovery-based and helping out other human beings trying to find themselves the same way somebody helped me find myself, man. I'm trying to give back, man. That I love that. So, like,
you got to do it. Yeah, it's one of those things.
I think every man eventually comes to the point where he realizes this world is fucked. So you got to do something. You can't do nothing. You got to do whatever you
for
can.
For years, people been Smaller saying, sin. You know what I'm saying? That 1% should be helping out more. There ain't nobody helping shit.
Nah, so we got to help
tired
each other,
of having
man.
That conversation with right. everybody. You know, what are we doing?
Right.
Like, okay,
what are you doing? Be the change in the world that you want to see, man. Definitely, man.
That part. What is Joe Bags bumping? You know, currently, what goes on in the iPod or the, you know, Spotify playlist?
Spent this whole week listening to Spit Gems, The Happiness of the Knife, because we had the interview with them last night, and I wanted to just get as into the music as I could. Artifacts, No Expiration Date. It's no secret. I'm a huge fan of the Artifacts. Rest in Peace, Tame One. Actually, I have music done with Elda Sensei. I met those brothers a few times. Like, they're just real good peoples. So I've been bumping a lot of that. But honestly, man, I've been listening to a lot of old school shit, man. Old school shit. I was listening to Dr. John yesterday. I was listening to, yesterday I listened to Dr. John for about 20 minutes. And then I listened to drum and bass the whole rest of the day until I got here. High energy shit. Sometimes I want to bust out like some synth wave or something from the 80s with the calming, soothing vibe.
Some synth wave.
I love synth wave. Sounds like an 80s
Come
action
on,
flick.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So I listen to a lot of different things. I mean, it all depends on my mood. You know what I mean? I relate everything to emotions now when it comes to music. How it can make me feel or how I'm feeling, and I want a soundtrack to it. So
Right. That's dope. We're going to play another music video, man, before we get into, you know, the fun.
Okay.
You know.
What are we going to do? Savage Oppress?
We're going to do Savage Oppress.
All right.
With DJ Bless One.
Yo, big ups to Doc. Doc shot and edited this video. Big ups to Trill for letting me shoot it there. Big ups to Bless One. And big ups to the Foot Clan. World famous Foot Clan straight out of Phoenix, Arizona. Former dancers on Soul Train. Came up and blessed the video with some moves and shit, so.
Savage Oppress, Broadway Joe Bags, DJ Bless One. You know the vibes. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Because we about to motherfucking go hard right now. This motherfucking building is about to fall down. Did you know why?
What up?
Bags runs deep.
Who's on you?
Take me to my threshold. Warlord from the West Coast, best son of Death Row. Ice Cube, E-40, King T, let's go. Be on the tracks, murder, can't put me on the back burner. Jack Burner, crash service, see me on my OPO. Let the donut.
wrath to come. Before I became a man of God, I ran the squad. Specialized in sabotage, tatted bandanas and urban camouflage. Bust the cannon off, they had it off. You don't exist like Santa Claus. I'm having flashbacks like I was back in Dawn. Sent you to the meat wagon, you rapid dogs are rapid wrong. This is the rebirth of rapid wrong. The Mastodon smash it on you tag-alongs. Pimp slap a Padawan with the force of an atom bomb. Back to the data's gone. I'm not mad at y'all, in fact I'm not mad at all. I had the balls to eat the savage ball.
Savage Oppress.
Yeah, big ups. Not
motherfuckers.
Preminence on the beats.
That shit was stupid.
We do that. We get there sometimes.
God damn it. I fuck with you, Bex. I fuck with you heavy, bro. It's been an honor to have you. You're a veteran in this game, man. And again, what you bring to the table is a demand in hip hop. So please don't you ever stop doing what you do, bro.
Appreciate that, man.
A couple things, you know, just to throw some curveballs at you, you know, some wild card questions.
All right.
Favorite sports team? Football, basketball, baseball.
Oakland Raiders, San Francisco Giants, Golden State Warriors.
All right, that was too fucking easy. If you could go back in time and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
Put the fucking drugs down. You know, stop trying to escape yourself. Instead, learn to love yourself now.
Big sexy. That's great.
I would say that to anybody, man. But I would definitely have said that to me probably back when I was like 22, 23.
No shit. What are the top five things on Joe Bags' bucket list? Has nothing to do with music. Everything to do with the individual.
I would like to go to Japan and pray under a pagoda. I'm a huge fan of Japan, of Japanese culture, Japanese cuisine, Japanese music. I don't know if a lot of people know this, like go listen to like some Japanese jazz, which is very heavily influenced by like Korean jazz from the 70s.
Fact.
You would be amazed at some of the sounds that you're hearing. I'd like to go to Ireland. My family is Irish. I am a third generation on my mom's side. Fourth generation of my dad's. I'd like to go to Ireland. I want to take my son and help him fulfill one of his dreams, whatever it is. You know, take him someplace where he can just fall in love with knowing that he fulfilled and actualized something of his. Touring Europe, which we're going to do this year, probably. More than likely, that's what we're looking at for the end of the year. I'm going to jump on a tour
Super
and go
bad.
See Europe. And, like to find love again. I'm at a point in my life where it'd be dope of a fresh ass woman that I could sit down with and settle down with and build an empire with would pop up. Those five, pretty basic. I don't need nothing crazy, dude.
It's good things.
I'm a basic human being, bro. Just basic spiritual needs get met and fed. And
right.
I'm good, man.
That's super fire, bro. I like it. I hope that you start crossing those.
Yeah, they're those about to happen. It's meant to be.
Off, man.
Yeah, man.
For real. Before we, you know, we get you prepped up, you know, to do your in studio performance. you know, the Joe Bags live Gemwork in studio
the voice
performance. I want you to leave the people with one of your favorite quotes, man. And then, you know, let's talk about your social media plugs, upcoming projects, what you got going on for 2023. You know, just a little shit.
My favorite quote. Yeah, I'm going to bring it up real quick. That's volume 10.
You hear it.
Give me one half a second. Terry, we live on air. What's good, man?
You live on air?
Yeah, man.
Well, which one of these suites you in? You didn't give me the suite number.
What's the suite number?
220.
It's 220 upstairs.
220 upstairs.
Yep.
All right.
Just come on in when you get up here, brother.
All right,
man. All right.
Volume 10.
Yeah, we got legendarily West Coast MC Volume 10 in the building. Sorry about that, y'all. It was very unprofessional of me.
You got to do it. You know, sometimes you got to flex when the OGs call. I'm not mad at you. But leave the people with your favorite quote again. And then, you know, make sure that they have all the plugs where they can find you, upcoming projects, shows, what you're hoping to get out of 2023.
Got you. I want to say it's probably, you know what? I'll keep it hip hop. I was going to try to go to get some deep shit on some Nelson Mandela. Sean Price said it. If you can't be used, you're useless.
All right. That's a big one. You know, I would have liked the Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Quote, if you would have found that one too, just because I'm curious to see what.
Oh, I can find it real quick.
No, but it's cool. But that was a good one.
If you can't be used, you're useless, meaning what use are you to anybody?
What use are you?
Hold on, I'll tell you the Mandela quote right now. This is my favorite Mandela quote.
This one is for Mandela. I was just watching fucking Rush Hour 2. Don't listen to me.
Right here. So, God damn, it's not the whole quote. Basically, the end of the quote is, no, I got to give y'all the whole quote. Here we are. All right. This is from Nelson Mandela. It's a quote he made in 1993 after he won the Nobel Peace Prize. You know what I'm saying? And he said, our deepest fear is not that we are weak. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God, and your playing small does not serve the world. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
That was a very similar, if that was not the same, speech from the Coach Carter movie,
right? I'm sure they probably emulated it.
I think it's
a real famous quote.
Tweak. Yeah. It was spang, man. Super fucking bang. Shout out to Mandela.
Yes, sir. No.
Hey, what do you say? Mandela. What do you say? Shout out to Mandela. That's the homie. Shout out to the big homie, the OG.
Right.
Super bang. Where could people find you, man? What's coming up next? Fill them in with everything up and coming.
Sure. So you can find me on Facebook or on Instagram. I do not do Twitter. I don't do all that. Broadway Joe Bags, BroadwayJoeBaggs on both Facebook and on Instagram. On Facebook, I mostly just talk shit, post memes, and have a little fun. On Instagram is where I post pictures and detail the hip-hop journey. You can find my music on YouTube, Bandcamp, under Broadway Joe Bags. If you want to go cop an album, I think it's only $10 for 17 songs. You can also go to Spotify and stream it up everywhere online. Apple Music, Deezer, Tidal, like any place you want to go find music where it's streamed, you can find my music. And I interact with anybody who reaches out to me. I'm on SoundCloud. I put free music on there just because I know so many kids still use it. Whether or not it's going to have an effect, I don't know. But I started posting music on there again. As far as what's coming up, well, this Dell beat right here. This Dell beat. 2023 is dope, man. So we dropped the video for the greatness. I got a video coming up called Rules and Regulations. We're doing a 3x3 with West Coast Creations. It's also going to be on our album. One video is going to be Rules and Regulations featuring Ella Sensei. Another one's going to be Digital JoJo featuring Ja Blues and Patrick Antonian. And then we got another one called God Bless the Day. And that's us talking about the, you know, homies that passed away. Charlie Mack, who just passed away in L.A., got murdered by the Pasadena Police Department, and my homeboy and my brother Arnold Barone. So we went ahead and did a tribute with them. But, Doc, we got shows galore in L.A., in the Southwest. We're going to be doing a little Southwest tour in July, probably start from San Francisco, work all the way down to San Diego, come up to L.A., Yuma, Tucson, Phoenix, Flagstaff, Las Vegas, New Mexico, and even El Paso. And then we got some other big things in the works. I'm working on Europe right now. I got offered to jump on a tour that starts next month. I'm just not really prepared for it. There's a lot that goes into that. So we're looking on hitting Europe at the end of the year and possibly seeing what we could do about jumping on tour here in the States for a little bit. So, you know, we're just going to put out music, man. I got three projects coming out. I'm working on, I'm finishing up an album with C1 called Eastside Original. 9 songs all produced by C1. I'm working on a project with DJ Ja Blues called Masterclass. And then I'm working on a project with my man Disease 88 and 80, excuse me, Disease 84. That's
you said 88.
Yeah, it's gonna be all just boom bap bangers. So I got a couple projects plus the Joe Lewis project. And who knows, there might be something in the works with TSOI for those who know and love the TSOI sound. Be on the lookout for that. DJ Merc 1200 from WCK is going to be involved with that as well. You didn't hear it from me, though.
Super fucking bang.
Yeah.
We're going to go into a quick little break, and then we're going to get your mic situated so you can hit the people.
We're going to go into a break?
It's a quick one. It's about a minute
can I,
long.
Can I tell them something first?
Tell them something first.
All right. Especially over this Dell beat. Want to tell y'all something. To share a little something with y'all if I can. I said, yo, who are you? God of the flesh, the universe manifests sacred geometry at its very best. Where planets collide and constellations align, they combine to form one unified mind. Travel through space and time, searching for my alien like. Stay alike and share the same state of mind. See the spirit of Elijah in my face defined. No more wasting time. I had to lace the rhyme and tell the truth. Overcome the lies of self and youth. Never hide the hand that's helping you. I can see heaven, but still hell's in view. All the way from the bay, the bell of rules, these jealous fools sweat the jewels that God's given them. Falling for grace twice, I'm omnipotent. Infinite energy inside's not limited. Pretty damn smart for a hip-hop idiot. That's Joe Bags in a nutshell.
Joe Bags in a motherfucking house. Enjoy some of these, visual graphics from my brother Monstro. And we should have this mic set up and everything move quickly. Enjoy. Gem Work Live. We out here. Tech the Super Latin. Brow.
Two visuals saw the same light. Two different paths, both from different sides. Don't use it, get alone. But we want it for the night. Why don't we keep on trying to fight it?
Your legs, your hips, your eyes, my hands, your dirty mind. I love your cherry pie. Seconds for me tonight. Ooh, what we do, it ain't no cross. Through the time, every time we touch, it's 95 and sunny.
I could destroy you.
Monstro in the fucking building.
Big Show, what's good?
Sorry, let me check your mic. Give me a mic check.
Yo, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Lock, stock, and two smoking barrels. I'm the broken arrow. Moses shows the one pharaoh. I was ready for it.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Let's get it.
Come on. Yeah, what's up, y'all? Probably Joe Pax. Invisibles. a face crusher. I'm dark water, a deadbeat. I yak, a low life. It's 8 cent. Invincibles. Come on. I said a lot. Stop in two smoking barrels. I'm the broken arrow. Most shows throw at Pharaoh. Oso Bolero. Blow dough on low pro Camaros. A Ralph Lauren logo. Polo apparel. This Desperados concerto. Got him standing next to models and full body inspection models. Take this model and yak to the neck and wobble to the VIP section. Y'all know how I get it out. Hulk it out. Rip it out. My clothes. I chose a different route. Had to learn the ins and outs. Got lawyers for loopholes. 45 magnums, blacker than my new bowl. Took it top into a soup bowl for the era. A gangstar with group home. Low riders with two tones. Everyday new clothes. Pumping on glue clothes. Guys, audio, hip hop's new home. Top the trash, guarantee this will suck on the blue chrome of Invincibles. A face crusher. I'm dark water. A dead beat. Even when I'm by myself. I'm Jamworks. Even when I'm by myself. I'm Donkey Bongs. Even when I'm by myself. I'm TTG. Even when I'm by myself. I'm Joe Lewis. Even when I'm by myself. I said I smash atoms like bottles of Sam Adams. Bars break doors down and do battle ram damage. I cruise Cadillacs and move with Mad Max matters. Produce more beef than any cataract. So, how many heads can my battle axe manage? I package up the product to manipulate markets. And this allows me to articulate hardships. While they reverse engineer alien starships, I ignite with enough light to evade darkness and take charge of these last days. The grain harvest, remain honest and evade these state charges. Eighth largest brigade marches through gains, harmless mistakes lead to even armless. I'm Mad Barnigan, rocking a plant cardigan tape, marketing tapes of Van Helsing, sharpening snakes, talking in snakes. You don't want to bargain with apes. Come on. Invincibles, a face crusher, a deadbeat. I'm dark water. I'm dumb CK. I'm a low life. I'm my owner. Invincibles. Yeah, big up Supremacist with the green. Pete Weber. World's greatest bowler talking all that trash in the background.
Broadway Hot Joe Bags.
What a dope.
In the fucking building. I'm the host.
With the most.
Soap Latin. That was Broadway Joe Bags. Thank you so much for rocking out with me, bro.
I appreciate being here. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Gym Work Live. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Donkey Barnes TV, City Buzz, West Coast Fleet.
Yeah.
New Creative Media,
yeah.
Last Kind Records,
yeah.
Grown Renegades,
yeah.
Go forever,
yeah.
Go forever, totally addicted. We fucking out here.
That's right.
I'm gone. Peace.
Peace.
Call it what you want, a nigga. This is two shots, a pill and a half, and that Green Hornet, nigga. This is how it sound when I'm on a nigga. Recognize the style from the moment that I flaunt it, nigga. The Dawn Megatron with a facelift. The bad guy in a spaceship. I keep the hammer for construction. A nail in the head and 4 points on production. What's the conjunction function? To link a nigga up. New plug was nothing. We work with something. Networking like we twerking the buttons. Star studded out the money, you love it. Keep the beef in the oven. With my beloved, not the pussy that we covet. More into making our names ring. Being the same team. This ain't that softcore cream. This that rude warrior rap. Game rotten like Game Green. My cutoff things. More stake than your playoff game. With more spirit than a seance bring. I'm the Prince Hot Game. With big boys, you gon' need ID. Run your dry, you gon' need IV. Nigga, say la vie. How many bangers in your crew will see? Get up close, nigga, VIP. You can see that my straps really B.I.G. See what I'm saying, though? It's some difference between broke and laying low. I know niggas that's rich, but they ain't saying so. I know niggas with jokes, but they ain't playing though. Do you really want smoke or you just saying so? I've been known to keep an iron in my waistband. Never scared to let this bitch fire in the wasteland. Cause right now I don't give a damn. Bring the pain in my environment like Method Man. The son of Sam in your lifetime. To write the rhymes on your lifeline.